Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, welcome back. Happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing excellent and taking care of yourselves. Yes, we're back here in this lab. We've got multiple labs that we hang out in. And we've got the dead kitty back up in here. Yes, we do. We've got alien baby over here. Yes, we do. And we've got... Alien head over here is coming to abduct you. So, hey, check this out. Really interesting stuff. Today, a new report came out that talks about a whole bunch of cell phone services being down and out. AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, all of them. From L.A. to New York, New York to L.A., Chicago, Texas, everywhere. Phone services are out. But luckily, we got Wi-Fi. So, we seem to be okay. But according to one TikToker and a lot of reports, there's been confirmations nationwide. Is this a cyber attack? Is this what it would look like? Apparently, people are receiving text message notifications from their carrier saying that there's an SOS message that your phone will be out for hours. Some people got it at 2 a.m. Some people got it at 4 a.m. Some people are going to the airport. Their phones don't work. They have to, you know, hook up to Wi-Fi to do a message, you know, through Facebook or whatever. But could this be either an alien attack on the U.S., just a test? Could this be a psyop from the government, just a test? Or could this be a Russian or a China, attack? Not as a test, right? So let's check it out. Let's take a look at her video real quick, just a couple seconds, and then we can see, you know, what we think about it. So here, let me take this down for a sec, pop it right back up. Don't worry, we'll have you in your seated position in just a moment, okay? So let's check this video out real quick, and let's see what you think, okay? All right.
Cell networks down nationwide, 911 services across America crash as AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile customers from New York to LA report no service or connection with many phones displaying SOS messages. What is going on? Now, that headline was from Daily Mail Online, which was the first source I found talking about it, and they started talking about it an hour ago, a few minutes after the outage started happening, around 4:30 a.m. EST. Here's what the rest of the article says. It says AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile users reported early Thursday that they are having network issues nationwide. The issue has left AT&T iPhone users stuck in SOS mode, meaning that they can only make calls to emergency services. And then it talks about some other stuff, but it talks about some of the cities that this is experiencing in, but it seems like it's nationwide. Now, I do have a question about the 911 services going down, whether or not that's entirely accurate. They are reporting in this same article that in Pennsylvania, local...
Okay, you get the idea. So, my theory is, you know, whether you can call 911 or not, that's great and all, but, you know, who's doing this? Why would they be doing it? What's the purpose? Well, I think, you know, a lot of people think that there's false flag operations, right? We have Operation Northwoods. We have operations all dating back through history that, you know, the government has just tested these weapons out to see how people would react, to see what would go on. Man, if cell phone service went down, people would be sad. But you know what? Hardline service probably works still if you got a hardline in your phone, in your house. Although a lot of people don't have that anymore. I've got one, strangely enough, I just moved and I got one in my garage. Really weird. But I haven't hooked it up. It's just a hard line, you know, old school, big, you know, long lined phone. So, I guess if you're working on your truck, you can call somebody out there. I guess I don't know what the hell. But anyway, so my theory is there's been a lot of people that have been experiencing Havana syndrome type symptoms. You know, the Havana syndrome was basically this, you know, auditory weapon that was based in Cuba that hit a whole bunch of government employees as well as civilians and can be used basically worldwide. It doesn't have to be within their country. But when we had a bunch of visitors visiting Cuba, a bunch of our ambassadors got hit with this thing and they experienced nausea, they experienced sickness and so on and so forth. So if a country wanted to test this thing out, they could test it out in their own country. They could test it out against another country. It could be somebody from inside the country, an internal terrorist, could be an external terrorist.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Could be another country, right? Nonetheless, I got another theory. You may think it's crazy, but there was this video taken not too long ago that shows a humongous, I don't know if it's a ghostly presence in the skies. I don't know if it's an alien. I don't know if it's like what David Grush said, you know, in the holographic theory, where if we're in another dimension, we can broadcast our shadow down to a smaller dimension. Say if you're in the fifth dimension, you can broadcast your shadow down into the fourth dimension. But I want to show you something. Let's check out this video. This video is freaking nuts. And it is, if it's real, it's freaking terrifying. Check it out. This guy captured this during a lightning storm. Just watch this. Look at that.
Holy fucking shit, guys.
Yeah, boy. Let's watch that again. Watch. It'll still be walking across. Check this out. Look at that. Just walking across the sky. Now, okay. A lot of people can say, oh, well, that's just CGI. You know, who the hell knows? It could be AI, you know, for all we know. But a lot of people, experts in the field of CGI, AI, so on and so forth, said that the way that this looks, and they actually looked at the grain of the video and everything like that, they said it would be really difficult to fake this. Although with AI and everything, who the hell knows? But check this out again, right? Let's just look at it. Just for the sake of looking at it, not even for the sake of it maybe causing the outages, but it could have. This entity walking across. It looks like its cane is the lightning bolt. Although it has another cane. And it goes on for a few more seconds. Let's watch it again. Look at that thing. Just walking across, just cruising across like it's no big deal. It gets windy. And it looks like the thing starts walking across the rest of the sky. I wanted to say it didn't look like it was on repeat, because that would kind of suck, because then it would look like it was really fake. But, see, then it looks like it's walking the other way. So to me, it looks like it's kind of legit. I mean, you know, hey, you can make fun of me all you want. I don't really give a crap, right? I'm just showing you guys stuff that I find. But I think it is kind of fascinating to look at this stuff and kind of put pieces of the puzzle together. You know, could it be another entity? You know, maybe an entity from inner Earth? Could it be an entity like this, what they call the Sky Man? It looks like the goddamn Grim Reaper to me. It looks like the Grim Reaper in real life, except it's like hundreds of feet tall. When you look at, there's a tree out there in the video. The tree is about, oh, probably looks like it's about 20 feet tall, and it's close. This guy looks like he's like, I don't know, miles away, and he's like up into the heavens, and it looks exactly like the Grim Reaper. Interestingly enough, during the Queen's funeral procession, you know, last year, there was a Grim Reaper style looking gentleman walking past the entrance point or exit point of the funerary procession. And a lot of people said, well, oh, no, that's just that's part of the garb of one individual who might, you know, take part in a procession of a queen's funeral. But in my mind, it didn't look like anybody that should be there. It looked like the legit Grim Reaper. And a lot of people would say, oh, well, if it was a ghost or another entity, you'd be able to see through it. It'd be translucent. Well, that's not always the case. A lot of people, and I could quote different stories here, but a lot of people who encounter ghosts and different entities, they say they are real. They say they, you know, as real as you and I. There's an experience up here, and not to get too far off topic, but it's a ghost experience, so it's still paranormal. There's a story from up in Chicago where there's a woman by the name of Mary. They call her Resurrection Mary, okay? And Resurrection Mary liked to go out, and she had been run over by a horse carriage back in the early 1900s or late 1800s. I think it was early 1900s. And she died. So they buried her in Resurrection Cemetery just outside Chicago. And a lot of people have been picked up or have picked her up. She's been hitchhiking on the side of the road. And they've picked her up, whether it's a taxi cab driver, whether it's just a gentleman driving, but it's always a male individual. And she says, hey, I want to go dancing when she gets picked up. She's like, hey, I'm on my way to this ball. And there used to be a ballroom down the road. And they would take her out and they would go dancing with her. And they'd kiss her on the lips and she would feel cold. But other than that, she looked like a real person. They could feel her. And then she'd say, hey, I have to go home. And they'd go drop her off. And it'd be somewhere in, you know, around the midnight time. And as soon as they would go past the cemetery, she would disappear. She would disappear out of the car. Many people have seen her just holding the bars after she's disappeared out of the car, just screaming, looking like she's screaming. In fact, that story actually had the bars burning and where she was holding it. And people would go and look at these bars that had burnt and melted. And you could see they were blacked out. They were blacked and burnt. For where she was holding it. It was such a tourist attraction that they actually had to take it down. They cut it out so that nobody would want to go and check it out anymore. It was really interesting. So these entities can look ghostly or they can look real. And when we're talking about things that can actually have an effect on our world, whether it's taking down phone lines or causing power outages or, you know, having a real effect on our network and our infrastructure, we have to keep in mind that it might not necessarily be what we think it is. It might be some sort of entity, you know, engaging in our lifestyle and in our world. So it's something to think about as we move forward today and we think about, okay, what kind of conspiracy is this? Is this a governmental conspiracy? Is this a company conspiracy? You know, maybe the companies are just faking the outages, but there's multiple outages in different companies, AT&T, Verizon, and even Cricket Mobile. I saw in some of the comment sections were out. It could be a natural phenomena. Could be a lot of people say that there's sun flares. You know, and sun flares can have an effect on our infrastructure and our energy systems. That could be the case. Or it could be this sky man walking around just causing electricity and taking out the power around the country. Or it could be one of our enemies. We really don't know. Or it could be aliens. Nonetheless, it is an interesting story. I just wanted to bring it to you and talk to you a little bit about it today. It's going around in the news. So think about it. You know, use your logical brain. I mean, you know, whether you think the sky man is illogical, that's fine. But just think about it, you know, logically, like what would cause not just one company. One company makes sense. Okay, maybe they had a software glitch. Maybe they had something happen in their switch stations. I used to work at Verizon. I know a little bit about them. And, you know, but for all the companies to be going down at the same time, it's too unlikely. So something's going on. So keep your eyes and your ears open today, guys. Nonetheless, I hope you guys are having a fantastic day, taking care of yourself spiritually, emotionally, physically. Don't worry about phones. Stay off your phone for the fucking day, man. Enjoy your life. Go for a walk. Tell your boss you can't come in. Whatever, man. Have a great day out in nature. We don't need the damn phones as much as you think we do. Yeah, I do my podcast on the phone, but I don't give a shit. We could be off podcasts, off for, you know, for a while and just have a nice nature, you know, enjoyment day, mental health day, whatever you want to call it. And we can always do stuff on our computers and our phones still with Wi-Fi. So there you go. And if we got to go back to hard lines and malls being open, I wouldn't be opposed to that either. So anyway, guys, I hope you have a fantastic day. Take care of yourselves, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Like I said, follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams, man, whatever they are. Start a podcast, take your dog for a walk, do art, work on your car, whatever makes you happy. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till tomorrow, guys, take care of yourselves. Lockdown Universe is out. Peace.